Talking About Race by Katherine Kramer Walsh is based on time she spent sitting in on interracial community discussions in Wisconsin and Illinois. She says good things happened when those discussions got down to the nitty-gritty of racism, forcing people to confront their prejudices. But some people of color complained that white participants really couldn't understand their daily indignities, like being shadowed by store security guards just because you're black. Madison activist Barbara Golden says most African Americans who attended sessions in her city found that people were just trying to be too polite.
I was so frustrated with the way the conversation was going that I got up and went into the women's restroom. Another woman came in and we started laughing because then we noticed that quite a few of us were in there and we knew why. As African Americans, we have these conversations. We deal with the pain of racism. And we don't want to sit around and make nice.
Author Kramer Walsh was also skeptical at first, but found many discussions had positive results.
Some of the concrete actions range from task forces that are in place, so when some kind of interracial violence occurs, they come together and address it, to lobbying the city government to get a more diverse police force or fire department. People really did use them as a stepping stone toward action.
Golden says that didn't happen in Madison. But the book examines community discussions in 400 U.S. cities, and Walsh insists in many cases the results were positive. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.